Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie. Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. I hope you enjoy the program. Make sure your affiliates know how much you like the program. Do me a favor, go follow me on social media. Twitter, X, it's at Michael Brown USA. Go there and give me a follow right now. On Facebook and Instagram, it's Michael D. Brown, at Michael D. Brown. Most of my activity is on Facebook. If you want to join on Facebook, it's at Michael D. Brown, and there is a little group called Michael Brown Unplugged. It's just for listeners, and it's a little private group. I don't really turn anybody down unless you're a complete jerk, which might be a qualification. I don't know. But if you want to go on Facebook, there is a small group called Michael Brown Unplugged where you can talk among yourselves. And I go through there and I read a lot of the comments and a lot of the memes and things that you post, and it gives me some good show ideas. So follow me on Twitter at Michael Brown USA, and Facebook and Instagram are at Michael D. Brown. So I love to talk about climate because I do believe that climate and all of the members of the Church of the Climate Activists, as I like to call them, is not about saving the planet. Not about saving the planet whatsoever. In fact, this whole idea that somehow we're going to come up with what is the right climate for the entire world is ludicrous. The idea that we're going to come up with what is the appropriate temperature for the entire world is ludicrous. This idea that somehow we know all of those things and can know all of those things is crazy. It's so much larger than anything that we do. But yet, all the time, wherever you look, somebody's doing something that they think's going to save the planet. You know, I would play for you the George Carlin bit. If you've never heard George Carlin talk about saving the planet, you have to bleep out so many things because it's George Carlin. But if you ever have a chance to listen to it, go find it and take a listen. It's hilarious. Well, there's a new lawsuit out. you think about all the spate of anti-Israeli demonstrations at all these college campuses. That could cause some deja vu for North Dakotans who endured all of the Dakota Access Pipeline protests probably 8 years ago now. The pipeline protests were funded and fueled by large outside groups who did not care at anything. They didn't care about the damaging impact of their actions. They didn't care about the climate. They were there to just do what? They just wanted to stop the construction of the pipeline. It was all for show. Well, now there's a lawsuit being heard this summer that is actually trying to hold some of those groups responsible for their dangerous actions. The owner and operator of the pipeline, Energy Transfer, is suing Greenpeace. and a bunch of the other troublemakers for $300 million that the company claims it sustained in damages as a result of the protests. $300 million. Some lawyer's going to make a boatload of money on this. Now, the lawsuit claims that all the members of the Church of the Climate Activists spent months doing what? Spreading false information. Remember talking about that in the very first hour? Well, in this country, we don't jail people. We didn't jail Greenpeace for spreading false information about the Dakota Access Pipeline. Instead, we let the private sector take care of that. If you say something false about what I'm doing, and I can prove damages, well, even if I can't prove damage, I can still sue you, but, you know, a court might award me $1 in damages. But if you can prove damages, and you can prove libel and slander, if you can prove defamation, then you go for it, and that's how you correct misinformation or disinformation. And that's what this lawsuit's about. This lawsuit is about these environmental activists spreading all this false information about energy transfer, about the pipeline itself, and about how these out-of-state agitators, who actually did physically attack law enforcement and damage protests during the or damage property during the protests. Now, in the again, I forget where it's probably 8 years by now. We've learned a lot about the real nature of those demonstrations and the actual goals of the groups behind them. Now, Greenpeace is the obvious one, but there are other well-known and heavily funded, what I call conflict groups. They have a very sophisticated playbook, and they follow this playbook because it allows them, because they're a bunch of useful idiots in the cabal. You know, the cabal, that unholy alliance between the dominant media, the ruling elites, and the tech giants. Well, in this case, the media, the dominant media. Greenpeace and these other activists, these climate activists, have a playbook that they follow. And it's designed to manipulate the media coverage and designed to inflict financial damage on their opponents. And then they use that to go raise more money to expand future operations. It's a fantastic money laundering scheme. Much like all of the NGOs that support illegal immigration. It's money laundering. The federal government issues grants because, oh my gosh, we got all these illegal aliens coming in and we got to house them somewhere. So let's get the Department of Health and Human Services, or let's get Department of Homeland Security or one of the appropriate departments to, you know, get some appropriations from Congress for $1 bazillion, and then they'll pass out the $1 bazillion in grants. Those grants will go to NGOs that then hire executive directors and staff and everybody else, so they make a bunch of money off that. Even though they're nonprofits, they all make a bunch of money individually, and then they use that to do what? Go out and further create the problem, further exacerbate the problem. And then when they exacerbate the problem and make it seem worse because they have a willing media that is complicit in covering all of this stuff, then they can use that to fundraise and get more money, this time from the private sector. It's amazing how it works. Now, as it relates to the controversy in North Dakota, this lawsuit claims that Greenpeace, all their misinformation campaign, began with mass emails that falsely claimed that the pipeline would travel across the sovereign lands of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe and that it would destroy the sacred native lands. And, of course, they also alleged that there was not the proper approvals. They didn't have the proper environmental reviews from the EPA. They made all of the, whether they're true or not, doesn't make any difference. They just make the allegations in the lawsuit. And then the allegations in the lawsuit, they make the allegations that the proper permitting wasn't done. So then when the lawsuit comes about, now you've got to show that, yes, we did all the proper permitting, and none of this stuff about the sovereign lands was true. In fact, Energy Transfer says that none of the claims made by Greenpeace were accurate. The pipeline did not even cross any Standing Rock land. The company made I think more than, where are my notes? The company made more than 140 different modifications to the pipeline's route. Everyone was designed to avoid impacting any culturally important sites. Then the North Dakota Historic Preservation Office did a review and later concluded that the pipeline affected no historic properties. Now I want you to stop for just a moment and think back. Think back 8 years ago. Think back to 2000, I'm pretty sure it's 2016, most of the controversy. All the news coverage, oh my gosh. Remember we had the tribes out there, they had the media out there, there were swarms of people. I mean, I've got photographs of just, you know, trash and just garbage everywhere. Kind of like Burning Man. Burning Man's supposed to be going on this weekend, I think. And I think it's a failure. Well, Greenpeace actually hurt some of the sacred lands. Let me explain why next. So we came with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to this number, 33103. Why is Greenpeace probably going to lose this lawsuit? That's next.
I love girls' night out.
Me too. And oh my gosh, I love that ring. Is that tanzanite?
Yep, it's from Jewelry Television, JTV.
Wait, you shopped on TV?
Yeah, it's fun. You can see the product and hear the stories, and JTV has every kind of jewelry, even artisan, all gorgeous. And you can also shop online.
New JTV customers save up to $50 when you shop jtv.com/radio.
Hey, wait, what about girls' night out?
Sorry, I have shopping to do.
A violent crime is committed every 24 seconds. The U.S. Concealed Carry Association exists to provide you with firearms education, training, and access to self-defense liability insurance. So when trouble comes, you'll be ready. Over 800,000 Americans trust the USCCA, and right now, there's an exclusive, limited-time offer for radio listeners. Go to DefendFamily.com to get a free family defense guide, a survival secrets training video from a retired FBI agent, and see all the benefits of membership. Go to DefendFamily.com now.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to ShastCom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at ShastCom911.com.
We want to invite you to the second annual Justice Crab Feed.
This event will be held at the Redding Civic Auditorium on Saturday, September 28th, and the money raised at the event will go towards combating human trafficking.
Last year, this event sold out. It was great to see Redding come out in full force for this cause.
The meals include crab and tri-tip. There will also be a full bar available.
If you would like information or to buy tickets, email us at justicecrabfeed@gmail.com.
See you there.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator, exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
By the way, welcome back to the weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. To give you a hint of where we're going to go, do you wonder what Joe Biden's been doing? Do you have any clue what Joe Biden's been doing? Well, when we finish this story about Greenpeace and the Dakota Access Pipeline, let's go see if Joe Biden's been focusing on anything. You might be surprised what he's worried about right now. And it's not Hunter Biden and how he's going to pardon Hunter Biden on these tax evasion charges coming up. But back to this lawsuit. So the lawsuit basically is a lawsuit for defamation. I mean, there's some other actions in it, but basically let's just call it a defamation lawsuit. Now, the allegation is that all these lies that were spread by Greenpeace, the lies themselves attracted all these protesters to North Dakota. And guess what they did? Do you remember these photos? They formed all these massive encampments. And now law enforcement had to come over from everywhere across North Dakota, from other states to backfill and help, to provide some sort of crowd control and crime control, because kind of like illegal aliens, they just created these massive encampments. And then Greenpeace sent their organizers into those camps to train the protesters. This is how all of these organizations work. Nothing's spontaneous. Nothing is organic. It's all pre-planned. It's all by the playbook. So once you get all of the, you know, you first rile everybody up. And you get everybody, the pipeline is going to cross tribal lands. They're going to destroy all of these sacred sites of the Dakota tribes. And so now everybody's all excited about the environment. Everybody's all pissed off about the Indian tribes being harmed. Then they all show up and they all, you know, in a form of cultural appropriation, they all start building teepees and encampments as if there's some wild Sioux Indians on the plains somewhere. It was absurd. But Greenpeace does this, and I've actually seen this in Colorado. They train the protesters in tactics, for example, like how to use steel chains and cables to affix themselves to construction equipment, to train them into how to do things like I forget the name of the environmental group, but where they actually go in and they, like in Colorado, they burn down some places, all to save the environment. You know, how much poisonous gases did you release in burning whatever you burned? But Greenpeace wasn't content with nonviolent action because they never are. So Greenpeace provided nearly $500 million, $500,000, and additional training to this other group of protesters, and they were tasked with using violence to try to stop or delay the pipeline. So while all of that's going on, something called the Red Warrior Society, that group raided the owner of the pipeline, Energy Transfer, damaged construction equipment, threatened violence against company employees, and basically just wreaked havoc on everything that they had there. Now, Greenpeace continued to support both financially and in training, all those activities, organizing fund drives across cities all across the country, trying to collect supplies for the members of the Red Warrior Society. That's kind of cultural appropriation too, isn't it? Red Warrior? Wait a minute. That might even be racist. Red and Warrior? Uh-oh. And then all the actions just escalated. So the lawsuit alleges that, I'm right, it was 2016. That in November of 2016, members of the encampment actually raided Energy Transfer property. They lit fires. They attacked the cops with grenades and flares. Black Lives Matter, Antifa, Occupy Wall Street, they all have the same thing in common. Violence. What else? Oh, Marxism. Yeah. So all of these organizations employ Marxist and Cloud and Piven strategies, all to create havoc, all to destroy private and public property, all of which causes more law enforcement, which then causes a cascading chain of events that more law enforcement creates more protesters, more clashes, and it just spirals out of control. And that's all part of Cloward and Piven strategy. Overwhelm the system. Now, Cloward and Piven was originally about overwhelming the welfare system, but the same tactics apply to these kinds of protests. So after in the aftermath of all the protests, the lawsuit claims that Greenpeace and its allies left with millions of dollars raised from the protests and their publicity. In other words, Greenpeace profited from the protests. And while that's going on, North Dakotans, they were left with a bill to clean up all the disaster that was left behind. Human waste, trash, even abandoned animals left in the encampments. You know, you want to piss me off? Abandon your dog at some encampment where you've been protesting and destroying public and private property. And while the Dakota Access Pipeline was completed, the company that put it together, Energy Transfer, obviously, and they claim so in the lawsuit, they lost significant amounts of money because all the destroyed equipment, all the security costs, all the project delays, all of that cost them. And all of that cost us, too, because that was, of course, it benefited Warren Buffett because he was able to say, oh, you can't use the pipeline? Here, use my trains and transport all that oil in trains above ground all the way from the Canadian border all the way to Houston, Texas, to refineries. When all the Dakota Access Pipeline was trying to do was to put it underground where it's much more safer to transfer all of that oil to refineries on the Gulf Coast. So the lawsuit wants to hold Greenpeace and all these others accountable for all those actions that I just described. Now, protesters and the groups that fund them, they do have rights. They have rights to peacefully protest. But so do the individuals and the companies that they unfairly malign and attack. So this case could end up being very important as a reminder to all those protesters, all those Greenpeace-like organizations, that free speech is constitutionally protected, but inciting and financing violence, not so much. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. What's Joe Biden doing?
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 40-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term life insurance may only cost you about $100 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-TERM-LIFE. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-TERM-LIFE. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-TERM-LIFE. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. For affordable term life insurance, call 800-TERM-LIFE. That's 800-TERM-LIFE.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Tony and Audrey were married for over 20 years. Then they weren't. But when their paths once again collide as they attempt to figure out who gets what from their old cottage, old tensions flare up, not helped by the arrival of their devious daughter. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present Moment of Weakness, an incredibly British comedy written by Donald Churchill, directed by Andrew Gibson. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net and sponsored by Reading Cultural District, this station, and other pro-arts businesses.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. So, Governor number 9224. Ask me a question. So Donald Trump's going to be in Aspen, Colorado tonight. He's going to be with the beautiful people. And Goober number 9224 wants to know, Mike, are you going to Aspen tonight for Trump? Well, I would, except the minimum amount to contribute for a place at the table is $25,000. And I'm just thinking to myself, you know what? $25,000, that's just kind of cheap. I mean, come on. And he's probably going to have, you know, McDonald's. Now, if he was charging $50,000 for a Big Mac, I might go. But for $25,000, it's just not worth it to me. No, I won't be in Aspen tonight. But you're welcome to go and tell us how it is. Yeah. I hope the plane works. My God, you hear about this plane trying to get to, he was trying to get to Billings, Montana. You know, let me make a comment about that before I get to Joe Biden. Some people are all worried because Donald Trump's not doing that much, not doing that many rallies right now. Trump's doing something else that's really important. And remember, this is, now, for Kamala Harris, the campaign's a sprint because she's starting off, you know, all of a sudden she's the nominee. Donald Trump's been in it for the long game. Donald Trump is doing something that I wish he had done back in 2020, and quite frankly, probably could have won the election, and that is helping senators and congressmen get elected. Because Trump knows that the more that people vote down ballot for Republicans, the more likely they are to vote up ballot, the top of the ballot, for him. Plus, if he does win, he needs a Republican-controlled Senate and a Republican-controlled House. Now, he wants to expand control of the House, and he wants to get control of the Senate. So going to a place like Montana, to a naive eye, might seem kind of stupid. Montana, they're going to vote for Trump anyway. Montana has a little town called, I shouldn't say little town, has a town called Missoula. And Missoula is much like Boulder, Colorado, for that matter, Aspen, Colorado. It's liberal, it's wackadoodle, lives in its own little universe. And that ends up getting someone like John Tester, the senior U.S. Senator from Montana, elected for, my gosh, he's on, what, a sixth term or something? He's been there forever. Well, there's a chance that the Republican, I forget his name now, Healy or I'll screw it up, is running against Tester, and Trump's out there campaigning for him. And I think that's a brilliant move on his part. There will be plenty of time after the nomination of Kamala Harris is formalized at their convention in Chicago. Is it wrong for me to say that I hope it turns out to be like 1968? Would that be horrible if I said that? Okay, it might be horrible, so I won't say that I hope it turns out to be like the Chicago convention of 1968. If it does, get your popcorn out. Where's Biden been? So last week we had Hurricane Debbie. That was, you know, going up the East Coast. The economy is crashing. We had the stock market crash at the beginning of the week. It's come back a little bit, but it may be a sign of worse things to come. Who knows? Don't forget, we had troops that were injured in Iraq on Monday. And then we got the possible escalation of the war in the Middle East. So it sounds like the perfect time for the president to focus on another environmental issue that will save the country, and that's to ban the use of plastic forks, knives, and spoons. Can you imagine this? He's not doing anything anyway, so what's he going to do? Instead of addressing all of these crises that we face, not just domestically, but all over the world, he's decided that it's time the federal government, that the workers in the federal government stop using plastic forks. Now, I find that funny because, now, in terms of the civilian workforce in the federal government, some 75% or even a higher percentage, I think, is still working from home. So I doubt they're actually going to the cafeteria in the Department of Commerce building or the EPA building or the Department of Justice building and going down to the cafeteria and using plastic forks and knives. But that's what he's focused on right now. That they've actually launched a plan to phase out the, quote, procurement of single-use plastics from food service operations, events, and packaging by 2027, and from all federal operations by 2035. Now, that includes plastic and polystyrene food and beverage containers, bottles, straws, cups, cutlery, and disposable plastic bags. In a White House press release, the president is committed to taking ambitious actions on the economy, on the border, on the Israeli-Gaza conflict, on the war between Russia and Ukraine, on China's threats to Taiwan, on the election chaos down in Venezuela? No, none of that. Nope. Instead, the president is committed to taking ambitious actions to end plastic pollution and is calling upon the global community to do the same, with the goal to reduce the global production and consumption of virgin plastics. You gotta laugh. You gotta laugh. Do you think he uses, do you think for a New York minute that he ever uses plastic things? Now, you can go to the White House mess, and you can get a cup of ice cream, and they'll give you a plastic spoon to eat it with. Yeah, I guess that they'll stop doing that. Maybe they'll make it out of, I forget what they make it out of, cornstarch or something. Yeah, that's great. Republican Senator Mike Rounds of South Dakota, in an article in the Daily Mail, says, the world's on fire, and the president's worried about plastic forks. Roger Wicker, a senator from Mississippi, in the same article says that Biden's efforts are laughable and absurd, saying the ban will most likely backfire, raising costs and hurting U.S. plastic suppliers. Who do you think is the largest consumer of plastic goods in this country? The U.S. government. So I have an idea. If we want to reduce the consumption of consumer goods, you know, paper towels, toilet paper, plastic cutlery, if we want to reduce the consumption of consumer goods because it destroys the environment, why don't we reduce the size of the U.S. government? Oh, we can't ever do that, can we? Imagine if that was the attitude. Instead of shrinking our options, instead of shrinking our choices, instead of shrinking companies that actually produce these products, why don't we have the government shrink its size rather than the consumer being faced with, I hate paper straws. I despise paper straws. Ted's Montana Grill, I'm going to call you out. I occasionally go to Ted's Montana Grill to get an open-faced cheeseburger. Always have the paper straws. I got to learn to start taking a plastic straw in, just to see what they'd say. And banning government facilities from using plastic cutlery, what's it going to do? Well, now they're going to use stainless steel. And what's that going to mean? Oh, stainless steel? That means you're going to have to wash it, which means using more water, more detergent, and more electricity to create the hot water. How about that? This is so absurd. And the ban's nothing new. James Lankford, a senator from Oklahoma, says there was a previous attempt to ban plastic cutlery on Capitol Hill when he was in the Congress back in 2011. Nancy Pelosi introduced what she called the Green the Capitol Initiative in 2007. And they scrapped it in 2011 when Republicans gained control. It's so bizarre. If we only cared about real problems, you know, maybe we could wait on plastic cutlery. If we really cared about people having food to actually use the plastic cutlery to cut and put in their mouth, huh? How about that? Or the food that you actually do have doesn't cost so dang much that you're cutting back on the amount of food. I guess that's good for our health, right? Because we're all cutting back on calories because we can't afford to buy the bacon. Nope. It's another example of how we never focus on the real problems. We just focus on the really stupid stuff. And why we, and we will always do that. As long as federal, state, and local governments just continue to grow, that is the largest growth of jobs in the entire country, is government. So when you hear the jobs numbers, although they do get revised downward every month, when you hear about the great jobs numbers, ask your local reporter or whoever is reporting those jobs numbers, how many of those new jobs that were created last month were government jobs versus private sector jobs? you probably don't want to be eating or drinking anything when they give you those numbers, because you're going to spew it out. Because most of those job growth numbers come from government and not the private sector. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Don't forget, you can text me a question, a comment, whatever. The number on your message app is 33103. Just start your message with the word Mike or Michael. Tell me anything. Ask me anything. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Now is the perfect time to start on your next success. When you apply to University of Maryland Global Campus by August 29th, you'll pay no application fee. An accredited state university, UMGC offers online and hybrid courses. Plus, you can earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's for prior learning and work experience, or transfer up to 12 credits toward a master's. Get your app fee waived through August 29th. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
A violent crime is committed every 24 seconds. The U.S. Concealed Carry Association exists to provide you with firearms education, training, and access to self-defense liability insurance, so when trouble comes, you'll be ready. Over 800,000 Americans trust the USCCA, and right now, there's an exclusive, limited-time offer for radio listeners. Go to DefendFamily.com to get a free family defense guide, a survival secrets training video from a retired FBI agent, and see all the benefits of membership. Go to DefendFamily.com now.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Hi everybody, RC with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, El Pulpo by AJ Fernandez. Receiving a 94 rating, El Pulpo is outstanding, balanced, layered, bold, are just a few words used to describe the powerful character of such a cigar from the factory of AJ Fernandez. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Success starts with a single step. At Shasta College, we can help you take that next step forward towards a new career or transfer to a four-year university with your first 2 years done. We have 75 years of experience helping students just like you build their future and realize their dreams. So, what do you want for your future? Success starts at Shasta College. Enroll today. Fall semesters begin August 19th. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
As I always do when we get to the end of the program, I always want to thank everybody for tuning in on the weekends. I know you have other things you could be doing, and yet you tune into this program. So you're as crazy as I am. So be sure and tell your friends and your enemies and everybody else about the program and spread the word about it. I appreciate it. And then don't forget, too, this is a huge favor to me because this is one of the ways that we get ratings credit for this. Plus, it's a great way to spread the reach of the program, and that's for you to subscribe to the podcast. Because when you subscribe to the podcast, and if you just happen to give us a nice review on the podcast, that helps other people find the program. So in your podcast app, search for The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. And then hit subscribe, and then that gives you all 5 days of my morning weekday program that I do out of Denver, which you can listen to live if you want to from 6 to 10 Mountain Time. Plus, it gets you the 3 hours of the weekend program, too. So I'd appreciate a follow on the podcast. And I appreciate all of you tuning in. So as I said, Trump went to Montana to campaign for this guy's name I cannot remember, running for the United States. But while he was there, during the rally, he played a compilation of Kamala Harris's radical policies.
So don't take my word for it. Listen, Kamala Harris's agenda straight from her own mouth. Would anybody like to see her? Let's do it for a couple of seconds. Go ahead.
Yeah, I am radical. We need to get radical about what we are doing and take it seriously.
As President of the United States, I am prepared to get rid of the filibuster to pass a green deal. There's no question I'm in favor of banning crack. We have to have a buyback program, and I support a mandatory buyback program.
I believe it will totally eliminate private insurance.
Let's eliminate all of it.
But would you support changing the dietary guidelines?
Yes.
You know, the food pyramid.
Yes. Yes.
Reduce red meat system.
Yes, I would.
Raise your hand if your government plan would provide coverage for undocumented immigrants.
Stand on defund the police.
This whole movement is about rightly saying we need to take a look at these budgets.
Harris asserted that ICE is perceived as the modern day Ku Klux Klan.
Are you aware that there's a perception?
I see no.
Are you aware that there's a
that
perception?
Puts ICE in the same category as the KKK. Is that what you're asking me? I see no.
I'm nothing.
I see none.
And yeah, I am radical. We need to get radical about what we are doing.
And that's just a small part of it.
That's just a small part of it. Really good spot. And again, focusing on the policies. Now, compare and contrast that to Kamala Harris at her rally in Arizona, of all places, a border state.
I was attorney general of a border state. I went after the transnational gangs, the drug cartels, and human traffickers. I prosecuted them in case after case, and I won. We know our immigration system is broken, and we know what it takes to fix it. Comprehensive reform that includes strong border security and an earned pathway to citizenship.
Now, I find this soundbite fascinating. Let's deconstruct it for just a moment.
I was attorney general of a border state.
Okay. So what? You were the attorney general of California. And California is just infested with illegal aliens.
I went after the transnational gangs, the drug.
Okay. You went after the gangs after they came here. After the gangs came here, after MS-13 came here, then you went after the gangs. Don't let the gangs in the first place.
Of cartels and human traffickers.
Oh, and then you went after the cartels and the human traffickers after they got here. Because remember, as the Attorney General of California, she has no jurisdiction until they get into the country. So don't let them into the country.
I prosecuted them.
Yes. You may indeed have prosecuted them after they'd already done their crimes. Remember, every illegal alien who commits a crime, that's a crime that would not have been committed but for the fact that we have an open border.
Case after case, and I won. We know our immigration system is broken.
Okay. Now, she's the sitting vice president. She's been with this president for 3.5 years. She and Joe Biden have been in office for almost 4 years now. So they know, she just confessed, she knows the immigration system is broken. Got it? All right. What does she say next?
And we know what it takes to fix it.
Then do it. Then do it. But what she tells you that is needed to fix a broken immigration system is utter bullcrap.
Comprehensive reform.
No, you don't need comprehensive reform. There's something called the Immigration and Naturalization Act of, I think it's 1937. I may be wrong on the year. It provides every tool that the President of the United States needs to, A, enforce border security, 2, limit the amount of people that can come into this country legally, set the standards by which people can come into the country legally so that you have a system of proper legal immigration. And it gives the president the power to enter into executive orders to take emergency measures to stop this invasion. Remember, this is the president that undid all of the executive orders that Donald Trump put in place that caused this overwhelming flood of illegal aliens. So this is what we're going to face. Is the woman just bald-faced lying? And then talking about, I know what to do to fix this. Well, sweetheart, then why don't you?
That includes strong border security and an earned pathway to citizenship.
So, an earned pathway to citizenship. What's the one word that she did not mention at all in that 35 seconds? Deportation. Yeah. Thanks for tuning in to The Week with Michael Brown. Really do appreciate you tuning in. Don't forget, you can always listen on the iHeart app or download the podcast. Have a great weekend. I'll talk to you next Saturday.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 40-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term life insurance may only cost you about $100 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-TERM-LIFE. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-TERM-LIFE. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-TERM-LIFE. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. For affordable term life insurance, call 800-TERM-LIFE. That's 800-TERM-LIFE.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.